This is a special report from ABC News. Your voice, your vote. I'm Sherry Preston. This morning, Republican presidential hopeful Nikki Haley will announce that she is exiting the presidential race. Her decision following just one win on Super Tuesday in the state of Vermont. Barring any unforeseen issues, that means voters will be left with the same choice they had 4 years ago. Here's ABC national correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
Nikki Haley said she wanted to offer voters a choice, that Americans didn't want to see a Trump-Biden rematch. She did well with self-described liberals and moderates who voted in GOP primaries where the rules said they could. She won the Republican contests in Vermont and Washington, D.C. She got more than 40% of the vote in New Hampshire and about a third of the vote in a few other states. One question now is, where will those voters go in November? Might they support Trump, Biden, someone else? Or just stay home?
Haley not expected to endorse Trump, but will instead encourage him to earn the votes of those who supported her. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Now that Super Tuesday is over, the presidential candidates are shifting focus to Wisconsin and the general election. Vice President Kamala Harris is in Wisconsin today. Harris and Labor Secretary Julie Hsu are in Madison talking about workers' rights, union jobs, and the economy. A new report finds people are almost as likely to find a good-paying job in rural areas as urban ones. Georgetown University's Martin Vanderwerf says it's a matter of training people for the right jobs.
There ought to be just closer ties between the labor force and educators so that we are actually educating people for the jobs that actually exist rather than jobs we wish would exist.
The Georgetown study finds rural Americans had a 50% chance at a good-paying job compared with 54% in urban areas. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The head coach of the University of Wisconsin-Superior's women's hockey team has announced his retirement. According to a Northern News Now report, Dan Laughlin was one of the longest-tenured coaches in Division III women's hockey. He first became an assistant coach with the team in 2002, taking over as head coach the following season. Under his leadership, the team won three conference regular season championships, one conference playoff championship, and appeared in the NCAA tournament twice. A Duluth nonprofit wants more residents to consider mentoring a young person during a month-long campaign. Mentor North has launched their March into Mentoring program, which asks residents to nominate community members who could make a positive difference in the life of a kid from the area. The organization is hoping to take in about 100 nominations and match as many of them as they can with over 50 Twin Ports kids who are waiting for a mentor. Nominations can be made online. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Bucks headed to the West Coast. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks packing their bags for a long four-game road trip. Milwaukee now doing a better job of passing the ball around to find the open shot. Bobby Portis.
Doc's been emphasizing that all since he's been here since January is you might have a good shot here, but that extra pass could just lead to a better open shot for the team. We've been making a lot of those reads, actually. Like, you might not get an assist, but you might get a hockey assist out of it.
College basketball, a big night for Marquette as they host number 2-ranked UConn in Milwaukee on senior night. The Badgers play Rutgers Thursday. Iowa's Caitlin Clark named the best player in the Big Ten. Baseball, the Brewers and the Giants had 29 combined hits, but the Giants won 13-8 over Milwaukee. Reese Hoskins got his first home run as a Brewer.
You're just hoping for the right match with the team that will show up eventually, and in my eyes, it did with the Brewers.
That's Brewers first baseman Reese Hoskins. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Mostly sunny this morning with a few more clouds gradually trickling in here throughout the afternoon. Our high today, 50, with wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 32. Tomorrow, it'll be partly cloudy, 53, with scattered rain tomorrow night into Friday. Our high Friday, 44. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder, metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Mississippi to the Apple and points eastward. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
This is a hey, big doing?
Party, man.
Yeah,
I
brother,
like, stop right on.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Hey, good morning, Chief Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good, Earl. The skies are looking pretty blue today.
Yeah, man. You know, man, that sun and blue skies, man, it just changes everything, right?
Yeah, it makes everything go by a little easier.
Yeah, it does. You know, I got an awful lot that I'm going to be talking about this morning. I trust and hope that you'll join us, as always, at 844-967-2789. It's Wednesday, Calvin, so that means we're going to be joined by Dr. Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, at 9 o'clock. But until then, I was thinking about this subject, and what I like to do in my time and opportunity on radio is to deal with subject matters that are relevant. And so, you know, this subject is as relevant as anything that I've ever talked about, and as I pondered whether or not to have this conversation this morning, I knew that it was something that I had to have, and I trust you take this in the right vein, because all of us have to deal with this subject, and if you haven't dealt with it yet, you know, just live long enough, and you will be dealing with it. So, I constantly want to spend time talking about caregiving because, you know, people talk about the only sure things in life, death and taxes, but they leave out caregiving. Caregiving generally happens prior to death. And so none of us, well, some of us will escape caregiving if we have tragic endings to our lives. We may not, or we won't deal with caregiving. But on the average, all of us at some point in our lives are going to have to be caregivers or receive caregiving from someone. And so the more I think about it, the more I start wondering why we don't talk about it, right? Why is it? Because if you've lived as long as I have, you've lost loved ones, you've lost your parents, some of us, you've lost siblings, we have to go through that window of called life. And it's not always, you know, happiness. And part of this life means that we're going to have to face some difficult times. And so in this life, death is a subject matter that it's taboo. We don't want to talk about death. It's inevitable. All of us, I don't care who it is, are going to face it. And so why won't we talk about death? If you prepare for your own death in advance, it means you can relieve the decision-making burden of those you love and create opportunities for an end of life filled with peace. However, before you plan how to face death, you first have to accept the reality of your mortality. And I'll tell you something. I think of my own mortality. As I've reached, you know, the ripe old, or soon to have reached the ripe old age of 70, the Bible says 70 shall be your days. Well, in a month or so, I'll have reached 70. That doesn't mean that your life ends at that point in time. With the advent of health care and the increases in the types of medications and technology, the human lifespan has certainly expanded. And so it's not so much that you're going to die once you get 70, but it becomes the quality of your life. Even though our lives are now expanded more, the question becomes, what is the quality of the expansion of your life? And who deals with that? And so why is it never polite to talk about it? And so I am the kind of person, and I trust you will join me at 844-967-2789 to begin this dialogue and this conversation. Now, I want to have the first aspect of this, and not death, but I certainly want to talk about caregiving. Because if you haven't had to do that, you will. If you haven't, you know, thus far, you will, or somebody will be, you know, caregiving you. So why won't we have the conversation? 844-967-2789. There are many facets to the caregiving conversation that I think it's important that we should certainly have a discussion about. Because it is as important of a discussion that we can have, and so we need to begin to have it. And I'm going to begin with this. And here it is. Where is it at? I'm headed here. And, you know, conservatorship. You know, what is that? And why is it important that we start looking at these things? The family of famed Beach Boy co-founder Brian Wilson filed for conservatorship this past week, claiming the musician is suffering from a major neurocognitive disorder such as dementia. The court filing obtained by People magazine states the legendary musician is unable to properly provide for his or her personal needs for physical health, food, clothing, or shelter. The report follows the January 30th death of Brian's wife, Melinda Wilson, 77, who, according to documents, had been assisting him with his daily physical needs. The Wilson family representatives, Leanne Hard and Gene Severs, will serve as Brian's co-conservators of the person. Now, conservatorship in many states, they're called guardianships. A court gives someone, often a family member, the authority to control another person's affairs and make decisions for him or her. Someone who's willing to say, it's my mother, is no longer able to take care of her finances or manage her affairs, and she needs help. How are some more of the basics of what a conservatorship is and how it works? Now, I only go by, and good morning to all of you, by the way. I only go by, and I can only go by what happened in my life and the experiences that my family has gone through. I've lost five siblings, five brothers and sisters. And when you have a family of 13, you're gonna have a lot of deaths. You know, it's fun having a big family, but at the end of that is the onset of death and misery and pain and all those things. And so, you know, in my life, I've had to experience a lot of that. But more than anything else, when my mom and my dad died, facing that and watching that made me realize that, hey, you know, my mother tried to prepare. You know, she set things up as best she could to make sure that her death was not a pain or a burden on someone else. And I didn't realize what it was she was doing, how big a thing that was, until I got older and saw, you know, my siblings who passed on and all the work that goes into preparation for, you know, the evil consequences of time that will eventually overtake all of us. And so now that I'm at a point or juncture in my life, I can't get that out of my mind. I've got to make sure that I don't leave my loved ones with being a burden on them, and to take care of my own affairs prior to that happening. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Now, maybe I'm the only person who thinks of that, and maybe I'm the only person who has that on my mind, but I doubt it. But there's something about us that we don't want to talk about this and these things. But I would much rather talk about this than all the other things that we worry ourselves over that really don't amount to a whole hill of beans. Really don't. The final stages of one's life, nothing could be more important and more valuable than having this conversation. And we're going to have it for a little while a day. I trust that you will join me and understand the purpose of the conversation. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California.
This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now, is to take a Kringle and go away?
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Okay, so you're heartbroken. You sit around hoping, crying, crying. You say you even thinking about dying? Well, before you do anything rash, dig this.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I'm having a conversation this morning, and I, you know, the more I think about this, the more I think I'm going to certainly bring somebody in, and on a consistent basis to prepare and have conversation and dialogue with us about this delicate, delicate time, that is certainly necessary that we have the discussion and help us go through the preparation of what is just a portion, an aspect of our lives that that none of us are going to escape from, but that we shouldn't wait until this time hits us. It's a natural thing to try to have the discussion. Calvin, let's go to the phone lines. Who do we have on the line?
We have Tammy from Wisconsin.
Hey, Tammy, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. So what do you think? What do you think of this discussion?
Well, I've been a caregiver for almost 25 years, and I've seen the ups and the downs of the situation, the conversation that we're having. Some people are more prepared and some are less, but I think you get shell-shocked on what's happening with the emotion with people, and if family doesn't agree, it can make it even more hard when you have more than one sibling. You would hope the family would agree to your wishes, but it doesn't always go that way. I've seen it from different spectrums where family totally agrees and everyone's on board what mom or dad needs or wants, and some are not. So they put it off and because no one can agree. I've also seen it where it's all agreement. Everyone's in agreement and everything's been prepared. I think it also has to do with money and maybe starting it when you're a little bit younger than when you're older.
You know, Tammy, as I stated, I'm from a family of 13. And it certainly harsh feelings developed when my mom and dad, you know, got to a point when they couldn't care for themselves and decisions were being made. Well, when the 13 or 12 family members who are going to make decisions on what happens to their mother and father, it's split. And so it creates hardships that even maybe to this day still exist inside of my family. And my parents have been gone for a long time now. But these are things and conversations that can be made clearer and easier if we are adult enough to have the conversations, right?
Correct. I am 45 now, and my husband had passed away when he was in his 50s. And this has happened a few years ago. All of a sudden, I was stuck with everything. I mean, you name it. Funeral to bills, all of it. So we have seven children total. I've let every one of them know that, you know, this is what I want. This is what's being paid for. I don't want to leave the responsibility to you guys. This is my wish. I don't care about your feelings on it. This is what's going to happen.
You know, Tammy, you're a very strong woman to have to face that and be a caregiver of a husband at that young an age, both of you and seven children. And I know you gained an awful lot of insight and knowledge. And you can certainly, through your pain and through what you are able to learn, offer support and help to many people who don't have to face what you face. But God bless you. And, you know, you got through it. And, you know, we do get through these things. But, man, if we prepare, it would be a little easier. Thank you very much for the call. May God bless you, Tammy. Let's go to CJ. Good morning to you, CJ. How you doing, man?
I'm good, Earl. Thank you for taking my call. God bless you, sir, for discussing this. I was blessed to have both my mom to 92, my dad had health problems, died at 74. And you're right, planning is the secret. And it makes it go a lot easier. And needless to say, it doesn't always happen. It didn't exactly in our case either. And, you know, we're so blessed to grow up in this country. And I wish we did do a better job. The health caregivers, you know, in these facilities deserve to be paid very well, especially if they're really, really good employees, but that needs to be regulated too.
Hey CJ, why do you think we don't want to have the discussion? All of us are going to face this at some point in time. You and I, if we live long enough, are going to need conservatorships and need somebody. But why are we not willing to have this discussion?
It takes a lot of courage, but it's also a very scary subject to immortality. You know, your mortality is something that
it's going to happen.
You never worry about. But that's the secret, really. If you started planning when you're 20, you know, and you know, you put away a little bit, and your family, you know, is in tune with what your wishes are, and that's, I guess, a big thing too. If they know and you do it the right way, it shouldn't be a big deal.
CJ, though,
the fact that it costs everybody's savings. Well, I was just going to say the fact that it causes like an elderly person, like my mom, she has to go into an assisted living and they take away everything she owns.
Right.
And spend it.
Right.
And they spend it. And then and I get it. Because why should everybody else, for their lack of planning, including our family, we didn't plan very well. And so it's hard because everything they own can go away.
Right.
Farm, you know, their legacy can go away, and it's not right.
Hey, so CJ, man, thank you very much for the call, man. Really appreciate it. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. We're going to expand the discussion. I'm going to spend the entire, first hour of the show in this subject because there's so many different facets of it. And I trust you'll join us. 844-967-2789. Up next, news, weather, and sports.
Thank you. Pacific Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. More veterans might someday qualify for free tuition at Wisconsin State Universities. Vets have to live in Wisconsin for 5 years to qualify for tuition reimbursement. A bill getting a hearing today would cut that time to 3 years. Veterans and their families can qualify for up to 8 free semesters at state universities or technical colleges. Nursing teachers are warning about a for-profit college trying to open campuses in Milwaukee and Madison. Barbara Nichols is with the Wisconsin Center for Nursing. She says the Arizona College of Nursing may be trying to take advantage of a shortage of nursing instructors in Wisconsin.
You can make more money working as a nurse practitioner with your master's or doctorate than teaching.
Former students in other states are suing the school, accusing it of predatory practices. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Superior officials have a plan to revitalize the community theater scene in the city. According to a Northern News Now report, Superior City Council members are discussing the future of the Princess Theater, hoping to revamp the historic downtown building. The city's Historic Preservation Commission approved $65,000 in funding for a consulting firm to evaluate the building and figure out what it could become. Superior Mayor Jim Payne also called for a $1 million renovation project for the roof. Representatives from Duluth and St. Louis County will be making their case for state funding this week. According to a Northern News Now report, Wednesday is Duluth and St. Louis County Days at the state capitol. The event gives local leaders a chance to make pitches for state funding, with St. Louis County eyeing $17 million for two of their main projects. Duluth Mayor Roger Reinhart says he's looking for nearly $7 million in funding to make improvements to the Lakewood Water Treatment Plant. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
Hi, I'm Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media's Southeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief.
Stuart and I will be hosting special coverage of President Biden's State of the Union speech Thursday night at 8.
We'll, of course, present what the president says, the Republican response, and also talk about what it all means for you.
This will be one of the most important speeches from the president in this critical election year.
This Thursday night at 8 across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Compete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. If you can't get enough of the NCIS conglomerate, this will make you happy. Deadline.com reports that NCIS Origins, yes, it's a prequel, was given the straight-to-series green light. Austin Stowell will play a young Gibbs on the new CBS show. The more familiar Gibbs, Mark Harmon, will provide narration to the series, which will be set in 1991. Origins is one of the two new shows rolling out from the NCIS ever-growing franchise, discussing that this might have to be the last NCIS because thanks to the military court franchise, we are running out of actors. Up for some more Real TV Housewives? Me neither. That's not going to stop Bravo from rolling out season 2 of The Real TV Housewives, Dubai. For those of you who had no idea there was even a season 1, Bravo has announced season 2 will air in June of this year. The Real Housewives have had dozens of spinoffs locally and internationally. Personally, I refuse to watch until Wisconsin is represented. Who wouldn't want to watch The Real Housewives of Oconomowoc? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly sunny this morning with a few more clouds gradually trickling in here throughout the afternoon. Our high today, 50, with wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 32. Tomorrow it'll be partly cloudy, 53, with scattered rain tomorrow night into Friday. Our high Friday, 44. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. From the heart of the St. Croix Valley,
we're in touch with you.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Hold it. Listen.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. We're continuing the conversation that started at the beginning of the show. And it's at the root of it is caregiving and why it's so important that we have these conversations and death, and which is part of this life. Nobody escapes it. And so, you know, we just have to, I've seen the pain in my own life and in other people's lives. And I've seen the struggles that so many people go through when it's time to put somebody away. Today, the average funeral cost is $10,000, $15,000, $20,000. And so where do people get that if they haven't prepared for it? You know, I mean, you know, some of us have insurance to bury us, but many of us don't. And it becomes a horrible hardship on those of us who are left. Let's go to Cindy from Bristol. And Cindy, thank you very much for holding on. I know you have something of importance and consequence to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Earl. I'm calling because I was a nurse's aide for around 20 years. And then I went back to college, and I was a medical assistant for a number of years. And it's a hard job. They're shorthanded a lot. They really do deserve, if they're good, to get a little bit of a raise. They need to hire more people that really care, not right. just somebody that's looking for the money to work. After I did that job for around 20 years and did the medical assistant for a number of years, I retired, and now I've come out of retirement because my husband, in December, we found out has stage 4 pancreatic cancer.
Oh, wow.
And has metastasized to his liver, and I'm taking care of him now. But when he's gone, there will be no one for me.
Cindy, let me ask you, because part of the discussion that I'm going to be having ongoing is the fact that many people like you don't, are you receiving compensation? Because caregivers, there is a process that caregivers can be compensated. And a small percentage of 45 million people are caregivers in the society and don't even know that there are resources to help you along with this.
That's wonderful. I'd like to know more about that.
I can tell you that you can go to AARP and look under caregivers, and it will walk you through how you can be financially supported in such a great thing. You know, when you are caregiving for your loved one, to for that loved one to see someone that's a part of their life, it does a lot to help them in their final years, more so than it could ever be putting somebody in a home. So there are financial resources that are available, and I'm going to do all I can, especially to bring people on to make sure that this kind of information that I think is invaluable that we get it out. So, you know, may God bless you and your husband, Cindy, and keep you and keep listening, because it won't be long before I start having people on to discuss it. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to my good friend Mary from Tulsa. Good morning to you, Mary. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. And my heart goes out to Cindy with her great challenges. And I just want to call her attention to the Civic Media program, Empowered Caregivers. And she can listen to this at 8 o'clock on Saturday mornings. Nothing better than the information that that she would get from this. On the subject of what you brought up this morning, you know, facing caregiving and possible guardianship, it's as much a fact of life as learning about the birds and bees when you're younger and dealing with birth and death. Regarding the final preparations and especially the very high cost of funerals, I'd like to bring people's attention to an organization which provides funeral expenses at the most economical cost. There's a national organization called National Funeral Consumers Alliance. And we have in actually Hales Corners, our chapter, our state chapter is located with, it's called funeralswi.org is the website. And it contracts with the Hartson Funeral Home in Hales Corners. And you can believe I'm going to be going over there when my time comes to provide for any of my loved ones. The Hartson Funeral Home in Hales Corners, Wisconsin.
Hey, Mary, why don't you
get a brochure on the costs, and it's, you know.
Why don't you send me that information, Mary? Because you're always on top of all of these things. That's why I love you so much and love having you on the line. You know my heart, and you know where I'm coming from. I'm always trying to bring something to the table that may not be, you know, may not tickle somebody's ears, but it clearly is something that all of us have to deal with. Mary, thank you very much, and make sure you send me that information. Let's go to David from Mequon. Good morning to you, David. Your thoughts?
Good morning, Earl. I'm glad you're talking about this subject. I think I've told this to you before. You know, I've been taking care of my father since 1997. When my mom died at a very early age, I was 26. And my dad, consequently, the last couple of years, his health has really turned for the worse. And he technically right now is in hospice. And he is in assisted care right now. And to some of the other callers' points, yes, there is a huge shortage of caregivers. And fortunately, because of my wife, Lindsay, you know, she has some connections with some people who are non-medical caregivers, and they'll come in to assist, because hospice is really, unfortunately, there's some pluses to it. I mean, obviously they do come out, but not that often. And some of the seniors, my dad is going to be 88 in May. Part of the problem is that I think when we have, you know, granted, I have no siblings, so it does completely fall all on my shoulders. Lindsay does help me out, which is very helpful, but it's a lot of work. There's no question. And I do know, I'm glad you brought the AARP, because I think there should be some information there for people to look at.
All the information you need is there. So, you know, hey, David, I wish I had more time, but thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Tom from West Dallas. Good morning to you, Tom. Your thoughts, sir?
Good morning, Earl. Great topic. A couple of things. One, you brought up the cost. I have a part-time job where I deliver to nursing homes, assisted living facilities and stuff, and I've been in some that are like, my God, this is nice. I've been in others that I seriously feel sorry for the people who are there. I walk in and you smell urine.
Right.
It is just, I'm just blown away by that. And I honest, you know, if I was in that situation, please just off me. You know, just wow, because I would never, ever want to have any of my family or anyone having to go through that. But also the cost of all that. My best friend's mother passed away last year, and she was in a very nice nursing home. And then I was told how much per month it costs to stay there. and we talk about daycare for children. My God, you know, some of this, and I'm looking at this and like, where is all that money going to? Because I know some of these healthcare workers do not make near enough money for what they have to go through. And, you know, are these owned by hedge funds? They must
Yes, Tom, you're a smart guy because you just, you know, it used to be that these facilities were owned by, you know, the churches, the Catholic churches and others. And then corporations got involved in it, and their bottom line is profit. And so, you know, they're not concerned about, for the most part, what goes on with the people who are in those facilities. I know it, my mother and father, my father especially. My siblings tried to keep my mom at home, but my father, I mean, it's more than a notion to take care of a human being in the latter years of their lives when things don't function the way they used to function. And it is a skill. And so they don't pay people enough, you know, and you have to be a person to do that job whose heart is right, you know, and $10 or $12 an hour is not sufficient to keep people in that position. And I wish I had more time, but thank you very much for the call, Tom. Let's go to Susan from Kenosha. Susan, your thoughts.
Well, I totally agree with you. All this information is available on AARP. I've taken care of a number of my relatives as they aged out over the years and tried to keep them home. And it is hard, especially if you're working and have your own home to take care of and you're taking care of your loved ones.
Right.
It's very, very difficult. But, you know, sometimes there is time when you have to, you know, the only one of the five people I took care of was my uncle, who eventually went to a nursing home. And once he hit that nursing home, the money was all gone because it's a for-profit institution. But I don't think that people should remember, we don't want to have our loved ones die alone.
Right.
And that the scary part about this is, and I don't mean to demean anybody, but when they're aging up, nobody has time for them. There's only certain people who have time for their loved ones. But yet when it's time to read the will, they all show up. I totally don't understand that.
Susan, you're a very perceptive person. That's why I love you, your calls.
Thank you. You have a good day.
Thank Bye-bye. You very much. You know, we're going to talk about, you know, the last segment of, you know, this hour and of our conversation on this is, you know, you yourself as a caregiver and the impact that it has on you and your life and the guilt that you feel and all those things and how you have a responsibility to look out for your own health and welfare. And again, as I stated before, if you haven't had to deal with this yet, you will. No question whatsoever. You will. And you know, either through being a caregiver or having someone care for you. No, very few people escape it. And so we're going to continue with this conversation on the other side. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said,
I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life. And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. And if you're just joining us, you know, I'm talking about caregiving and death and something that for whatever reason, you know, we don't want to talk about, but it certainly is something that is absolutely essential that we do talk about it. And that's why I'm talking about it today. 844-967-2789 is the number. Let's go to Julie from Franklin. Hey, good morning to you, Julie. How you doing?
Good morning, Earl. So, you know, I took care of my parents down in Florida. And so I'll try to be quick. I have some advice. First of all, a long-term care policy is something that is really worth looking into. My parents had a long-term care policy that covered, you can get different policies. Theirs covered, they first had $100 a day at a nursing home or assisted living facility. It would cover $100 a day. Then they did rectify that, and then it was $85 a day. So long story short, I had both my parents in their 80s, and around when COVID hit, they were both ailing, and I was having a hard time taking care of them. So I found a great assisted living facility, and they didn't need, it wasn't a nursing home, it was an assisted living facility. I got them a little apartment. Their apartment was around $4,000 a month because they were at a level of care. They were kind of at the lowest end of the level of care that you could get. So my dad got help with his medications. You know, they had all their food, you know, their meals made. It was a great place. It was a little apartment. My dad still had his car. It was $4,000 a month. With that long-term care policy, I would get, you know, like $2,600 a month to go towards their assisted living plus their Social Security they were getting. So at that point, it was affordable, per se, with that long-term care policy. Well, had they not had that, they would, it was because they had funds, you know, they saved money and they
right.
had funds, that they would have had to do private pay and pay, you know, out of pocket.
Well, so Julie, your parents had already prepared. That's what I'm talking about. They had that long care policy, and I'm sure they bought it before they reached 80 years of age. You know, to try and purchase one when you're 80 years of age, the price of it is going to be astronomical. I mean, you can get it insured, but it's certainly going to cost you, you know, almost everything that you have. The other part of it is, you know, when you can live in that kind of assisted living facility where there's a nurse on duty all the time, people help you with meals, there's, you know, certainly the more money you have, the better the place is going to be as you wind down in your life. But there are more people who are not going to be in a position who can afford any type of quality of life in the final years of their lives because of what it costs. And so it's great that your parents had prepared. And that's kind of what I'm talking about today, about us not wanting to have the discussion and about it because, you know, it's got to happen, right? I mean, I'm not unmindful that at this stage in my life, you know, in the twinkling of an eye, I'm gone. You know, one morning, I'm not going to get up. And that morning is sooner as I've reached this age in my life than it was 20, 30 years ago. So we've got to understand those things, and we've got to be willing to face them head on and then not leave our loved ones with that burden that is so heartbreaking. And many of us have seen it, right? We know friends or we know siblings or family members who have had to go through the heartbreak of watching their loved one enter into the last, you know, trimester of their lives. And then there not being any finances to even prepare for funerals, right? And you carry that burden with you the rest of your life. Julie, thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it. Thank everybody. You know, who it takes courage to call a radio station and open up your life to others. But I don't know any other way that we can, you know, prepare ourselves other than to hear average people like all of us who, you know that these are things and important issues that aren't being talked about. You know, my whole purpose for being on radio is that, you know, not self-aggrandizement, none of those other things. But what information can we get to people to make things better? And my little corner of civic media is always going to be dedicated to that. Up next, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, will join us as always. 844-967-2789 is the number. Up next, news, weather, and sports.
Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Hi,
I'm Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media's Southeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief.
Stuart and I will be hosting special coverage of President Biden's State of the Union speech Thursday night at 8.
We'll, of course, present what the president says, the Republican response, and also talk about what it all means for you.
This will be one of the most important speeches from the president in this critical election year.
This Thursday night at 8 across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News, your voice, your vote. I'm